you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. And that's me, Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm a writer and an expert researcher slash investigator. Being invited back is always a pleasure. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. Good to have you here.
The hopes of the President Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un regarding an end to North Korea's nuclear program quickly went from what seemed like a victory to now apparently North Korea expanding its nuclear program. Why is nuclear non-proliferation, which is obviously what they're trying to accomplish with North Korea, why is nuclear non-proliferation in the world important when we already have so many countries that have a massive nuclear arsenal?
Yeah, nuclear weapons are the issue. Of course, you know, using nuclear power or using nuclear energy for peaceful things are okay. It's just when they decide to start using them for, you know, for weapons. And by the way, it's not just nuclear. It's also these weapons of mass destruction, chemical, nerve, other types of weapons. So you know, the fact that we're talking about nuclear denuclearization, bombs, nuclear bomb denuclearization, we're also talking about weapons that have been outlawed since the Second World War, or actually First World War, using mustard gas and so forth. So It's not just nuclear. Anytime people use weapons which have the potential of mass destruction, whether it be through biological, chemical, whatever, that's what Trump was trying to work out with Kim Jong-un. And so let's don't confuse what he was trying to do vis-a-vis this meeting compared to what you hear on the radio or the news about denuclearization as being the only issue. That's not correct.
There's a movie, which I won't mention the title to, but I remember a scene in this particular movie where they were talking about North Korea. They were talking to Kim Jong-il, Un's dad, and the fact that he was building nukes. And they said, look, if you don't stop doing this, we're going to send you a very stern letter. And that was the most they could do to threaten North Korea if they keep trying to get their nukes, is that they will send them a very stern letter. And it's the joke, because in the past, the world body and led by the United States has tried to convince North Korea to give up its nuclear program, as well as Iran and other places, and never does anything of any sort that actually has any teeth.
It's the same thing, Rob, with immigration or if with trade. If you don't have any teeth, or this NATO thing, you know, if you don't have any teeth in what you're saying, then of course people are just going to ignore you if it helps them or benefits them. You know, I mean, you know, it used to be when you drove in a carpool lane, it was like a $25 fine or something, some small number. They had to increase it to close to $300 or $400 before people would start looking at it and saying, maybe I don't want to be in the carpool lane. So, you know, it's the citizenry have to make it powerful enough and viable so that the whoever it is that you're trying to convince otherwise listens to you. And so, you know, this line in the sand that we've said in the past, oh, if you cross this line, this is going to be the end. And so we've been a paper tiger. And so this is the thing that Trump is turning around saying, you know something? You don't want to cross the line, because with me, when you cross the line, you're done. It's the end. And so what he's shown is that in every single thing, whatever it is he's promised he's going to do, he carries it through. And so now people say, you know, when Trump says something, you know, he means it. There's teeth in it. This is no longer this bunch of hot air.
When I was in Iraq, we used to joke about the idea of a ceasefire, because what we learned was that to many of these Middle Eastern military leaders, and whether it's a large organized army or some faction of some tribe somewhere with a leader at its helm, that when they want a ceasefire, what they would do is agree to a ceasefire for a certain period of time. And we knew that what that meant was they weren't trying to find an avenue for peace, but they needed to reset and rearm. So they needed time to do that. So in negotiating a temporary truce, it wasn't a means to an end, which was peace. It was a means to an end, which was soon they'll fight us again, and they'll be healthy, and they'll be well fed, and they'll have more guns and ammo and everything else.
It's like calling a timeout, you know, timeout. I need to go to the bathroom, or timeout. I need to go have dinner, or, you know, it's that sort of thing that it's really not a peace negotiation. It's called a timeout. Now, in the case of North Korea, you know, we have not backed off on the sanctions, and Kim Jong-un knows, based on what the experience with Trump after the year and a half, is that he's going to do even more. In other words, he's going to make this so unpleasant that at some point, if I don't stop doing this nonsensical stuff, worse bad things are going to happen. So that's the story. And so if you are a person who, you're a man of your word, you say, if you do this, here's what I'm going to do, and you follow through, then the other side's more likely to listen. And I think that's the point that we want to make in this podcast, is that be a person of your word. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't say, well, okay, but next time, you know, I'm going to give you a second, third, and fourth, and fifth chance. When you put the red line in the sand, whether it be with an employee, whether it be with a customer or a vendor, you better be able to have some teeth in that, or they're just not going to follow through. And
right. I mean, you can have a meeting with somebody where they agree to work with you on something, but if they fail you, and then you don't take the appropriate follow-on steps, then they're just going to keep taking advantage of you. And, you know, we've talked about trade. We've talked about immigration on this show. We've talked about a lot of different things. And whereas if you prove to be wishy-washy, then you'll lose out in the long run. I mean, you ought to be a person who calculates, makes appropriate decisions, honest, fair decisions. But at the same time, if you're negotiating in good faith, then you have to be able to follow through if the other side reneges.
Yeah, whether you're a parent, whether you're a leader of a company, whether you're a school teacher, wherever your occupation is, or whatever the relationship is, you know, you have to be a person that follows through. Because if you don't follow through, you know, you're gonna have a tiger with no teeth.
Join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome. You can even pitch Ray a few ideas, a few topics if you'd like, some things you'd like to hear about here. You may even choose to be a host on this very show and talk to Ray yourself about whatever your issue is. So give us an idea of your background. Tell us what you like to talk about, and perhaps you'll find yourself with a slot here on the Tough Things First podcast. And you can find that again. Make that contact at toughthingsfirst.com. Follow Ray Zinn on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And also, Ray Zinn's book, Tough Things First, is out there on Amazon. And his new book, The Zen of Zinn, is available everywhere. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.